Chapter 12. Endings. When the smoke disappeared, Valjean looked around him, his eyes still burning. He could see dead bodies lying on the street, and some wounded men crying for help. Then he saw Marius, lying unconscious, with a deep, bloody cut on his head. The explosions of cannons started again. There was no time to lose. Valjean picked up Marius's body and looked around for an escape route, but there was nowhere to go. The soldiers were approaching the barricades. Then Valjean saw a sewer grid not far from his feet. He quickly opened the grid and lowered himself and Marius down into the sewer tunnel. Here they could hide from the soldiers. Inside the tunnel, he found himself knee-deep in terrible-smelling sewage. With Marius in his arms, he began to walk through it, fighting the impulse to vomit. His arms grew tired and began to ache. After a while, the pain was so terrible that he could hardly feel his fingers. But he knew he could not leave Marius there. He had to save him. Valjean walked through the sewer tunnels for 3 hours until he eventually found an exit to another part of the city. With the last of his strength, he lifted himself and Marius out of the sewer opening and onto the street. Suddenly, he saw a figure standing in front of him. It was Javert.
"I warned you, I would not stop," said Javert. "You're mine now, Jean Valjean."
"Another hour, and then I'm yours," said Valjean, taking a step forward. "This man has a serious head wound. He is innocent. Please, let me take him to his grandfather."
"One more step, and you'll die," shouted Javert.
Valjean paused. Then he continued walking with Marius in his arms. Javert raised his gun and pointed it at Valjean's chest. He tried to force his hand to shoot, but his fingers wouldn't obey. He couldn't shoot Valjean. For the first time in his life, Javert began to doubt. Until now, he had never questioned that he was right, that he was the law, the representative of justice. But suddenly, it wasn't clear to him anymore. What was justice in this situation? To shoot Valjean? If that were true, why was he unable to do his duty and shoot him? He had hunted this ex-criminal for so many years, and in all that time, Valjean had never failed to behave honorably. Just a few hours ago, Valjean could easily have killed Javert and removed the threat to his existence. Yet he had chosen kindness and compassion over his own safety and had saved Javert's life. The inspector was divided between the legal crime of letting a criminal go and the even bigger moral crime of shooting him. Again, he tried to shoot, but he could not. The gun dropped from his hand, and he stood there and watched Jean Valjean, the man he had hunted for most of his life, walk away from him. It was over. Valjean carried Marius to his grandfather's house. There, Marius received the best medical treatment and was soon on the road to recovery. His grandfather was happy to see his only grandchild, and their argument was forgotten. It didn't take long for Marius and Cosette to reunite, and soon they announced their engagement. Their wedding was a very happy occasion. Cosette looked more radiant and beautiful than ever, and Marius was the happiest man on earth. But although his dear Cosette was very happy and lived in a comfortable home, Valjean's heart was filled with fear, for he knew that he might be exposed as an ex-convict, and this would ruin Cosette's new life. He had never told his daughter the truth about his old life, and couldn't bear her to discover it. With a heavy heart, he decided that the only way to be sure that Cosette's life would be free from gossip or scandal was if he disappeared from her life. So one day, he told her sadly, "I must go away, Cosette."
"But, Papa, you can't leave your Cosette," she cried.
But you are not my Cosette anymore. You are Marius's Cosette now, and that is as it should be, he said. Goodbye, Cosette.
Valjean decided to explain the truth to Marius before he left. So he took him to one side and told him everything. Marius was shocked. Valjean said, If I am caught and imprisoned again, Cosette will be disgraced and bring disgrace on your family too. I must leave. Promise me that she will never know.
For the sake of Cosette, I promise, Marius replied.
I want you to order me out of your house. Tell me to leave and never come back, said Valjean. Marius shook his head.
No, he said, I cannot.
Please, Valjean whispered, do it for Cosette.
After a few moments, Marius whispered, I want you to leave, Valjean.
And never come back, Valjean added.
And never come back, repeated Marius, tears in his eyes.
Thank you, said Valjean, and walked out of the house.
Marius was very unhappy after this event. He couldn't sleep well, and Cosette's broken heart at her father's unexplained disappearance was destroying him inside. Although Marius understood Valjean's reasons for doing this, it didn't help. After a couple of months of Cosette's deep grief and his silent guilt, he could bear it no more. He confessed everything to Cosette, and she was shocked.
Cosette, didn't you guess the truth about your father? He asked.
I didn't know, but I imagined all kinds of things, said Cosette. Sometimes I imagined the worst, but that never stopped me from loving and trusting him. The truth makes no difference to me. I love him now, like I always did. We must find him, Marius.
Cosette and Marius wasted no time. They began to search for Valjean. Luckily, they found an old friend who Valjean had helped in his days as mayor. This friend directed them to an old apartment building in a far corner of the city and warned them that Valjean was very ill. They hurried over there. Valjean was sitting in a small room. There was a pair of silver candlesticks on the table. These were the same candlesticks given to him by the bishop who had changed Valjean into a good man. He had kept them all his life. When Marius and Cosette entered the room, Valjean turned to face them, and they were shocked at the change in him. He had lost a lot of weight and was very pale. Valjean opened his mouth to greet them and began to cough. It was hard for him to breathe. Cosette ran to his side.
Oh, Papa, why didn't you believe in my love for you? Why did you leave me?
Cosette cried.
My dear daughter, I'll never leave you again, Valjean whispered. I'm so happy to see you both. Come, children. Light those candlesticks and bring them here and sit by my side.
Cosette lit the candlesticks and approached Valjean. The old man observed her with pleasure. She looked like an angel in the candlelight. Soon, the whole room was filled with a warm light. Cosette smiled at him, and he smiled back at his beloved daughter. Everything was good. Then, the light wrapped itself around Valjean, and there was nothing else.